a song I wrote. It was done in like 3 weeks.
Maybe, wow.
Compared to the other ones like Cryostasis, which took 4 years. So Looking Glass was very fast. But yeah, the Gunshin part, it fits so well, especially in the middle there. And it's processed through this granulator plugin called Emergence. Mm. And it's actually a free plugin.
Sweet.
There is a paid version, but the free one's just as cool.
Nice.
And it's kind of like the signature sound of this whole album is this one plugin, because it's generating textures on almost all the songs, even just subtly in the background. And it's great. So yeah, through your Gunshin recordings through this granulator.
I had Radio Land. I had no idea until today. So that is a pleasant surprise. That's a great way to go into the weekend, knowing that came out on one of my closest friends' releases. That is incredible.
And if I may say, I'm disappointed in DistroKid, because this is what I used to upload to, you know, Spotify and YouTube and all those fun places. But I put Lately as a credit for this song, and it didn't show up because I've used my artist credits for Just Cause. Shout out to Just Cause.
Yes.
For our Sourworms EP, as well as Mikubat.
That's
for,
right.
For Nassim, which came out earlier last year.
Yes.
And so they wouldn't give me any more artist credits, which is the dumbest thing. Because I just want to credit. Like, we're already starving broke artists. Can we not just credit each other for our work?
Please.
So, yeah, shout out to Lately. Also, the next track, Echo, is uncredited, but it has my good friend Sprig,
yes,
aka Cole Peterson, one of the coolest guitar players I've ever known. He's so wicked talented. And the very last track, Suntrix, has some percussion featuring the one and only Maury the Mermaid. And we actually got that percussion. It was during COVID when we did Jamulus.
Oh, I remember Jamulus.
Yeah, we did some Jamulus
jams. Oh, wow. Shout out to Faye as well, too, for helping us set that up.
Yeah, so I was at home, and we were jamming, and she was at home, and you were at home. We were all at home in lockdown.
Yep.
And we were all streaming to my Jamulus server. And
I remember she
did some cool percussion during one of the jams, and I took it and I threw it in this one song. So Maury the Mermaid has a credit for the very last song, Suntrix.
Shout out.
I will say as well, I'm going to be doing a vinyl cut for this record as well. So I'm going to make sure all the proper credits are written there, and everyone gets their due diligence, because, yeah, I'm disappointed that nothing showed up on Spotify just as me, but there was some collaborators on this album.
There is nothing perfect in music, but there is perfect in spirit. And in my opinion, we were talking about this a little bit off air, that the important thing is to put your music out there to the world.
For sure, yeah.
And especially when things have taken weeks, months, years, there's a lot of effort. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that go into making something like this. And with music, with movies, with all of these creative endeavors, people interact with it when they're listening to it or watching it. And if they don't sit around for the credits, or they don't have any like behind the scenes experience, they might not think about how much effort and time it takes to make a thing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Know?
Yeah.
And the fact that it's handmade by one of my friends, by a local artist, by someone who's also part of the CJSF family here. And someone that we support, we have this album on our playlist now, so people who come to the station and who host shows can also play this music. Make sure you also tune in this evening to hear the album in its entirety on Mona Loquius's show, The Observatory, which goes live tonight and every Friday at 10 p.m. Pacific. And when
co-hosted by Maury the Mermaid.
That's right, absolutely.
Shout out. Maury the Mermaid, we miss you. We love you.
We still have infinite love, always. Sticker up there from the
we still do the
old iteration, yeah.
The EDM show,
yeah, amazing.
The Edamame show,
the Observatory, and then also followed by Observatory Overnight Oscillations for all of your underground and local and behind the scenes and independent, just electronic noodly goodness.
Always.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then when the vinyl comes out, please let us know. We'd love to snag a copy for our permanent collection.
Oh, of course. It's coming straight to the CJSF library.
Amazing. Yeah. One of your previous albums is already in the library. Icosahedron.
Stolen?
Well, yeah.
Has it been recovered?
I mean, I have my copy, so okay. I thought about donating that. I think that's probably what I'll do. I might need you to reprint the label, though.
Oh, man. I don't even...
I think I might have that somewhere, but I know I have the disc. I know I have a disc somewhere from back in the day.
Wow.
Super good.
That's cool.
Our next
track.
Yeah,
it was stolen from CJSF. Came in one night for the observatory, and there was a piece of paper, a sign on the wall, and it listed a bunch of CDs that had been stolen.
Yep.
And my album was listed.
No.
I was like, okay. I guess it's a compliment.
Yeah, it's an honor in some way.
It's but worth stealing.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Our next track... Echo.
So again, shout out to Cole Peterson, who was the guitar collaborator on this. And the guitar, it almost sounds like a harp because it's layered and I think pitched up by a fifth.
It has more than a guitar sound. It has more of a plucked sound to me.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny. This was like just a raw recording of, it was us in the corner of my place.
It was a housewarming thing, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And so there was, like, it was a big party in our place, and me and Cole, we were just sitting in the corner just jamming because, you know, we just wanted to make music and chill. But it was an open house, so you could hear all the voices in the background. And so at the very start of the song, you can hear these voices talking, and I caught, like, this really interesting loop.
Yeah.
And it just loops throughout the entire song.
It gives it this organic feel to it because this track came out a little while ago and actually was lovingly added to the little indie record label, Net Label, I used to run, of which Mr. Monologue contributed significantly throughout
Shout
the years.
Shout out to IDES.
Yeah, ID3S. And,
oh, miss it.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a little best of kind of thing next year or something
Reunion
like that.
Tour?
Yeah, I mean, Vancouver Streaming's back, so we'll bring IDES back,
hey,
something like that.
Know.
Yeah.
You never know.
But Echo was featured on one of the albums, and I love the...
That was all Cole.
Yeah.
Because that's just coming from this one recording of him just smacking the guitar. And we were doing some like looping in our headphones. Mm-hmm. So I think something else was playing over top.
Mm-hmm.
But this was just the raw recording of him just smacking it to that beat. And it sounded so cool. And then I ended up building a beat around his rhythm and his guitar playing. So.
I love it.
So shout out to Cole Sprig. Well,
here we go. Echo by Monoloquius and Sprig. Track 7.
I'm actually going to play the demo version first and then just feed that right into the original. So you can kind of hear the where it started and where it is now. So.
The exclusives.
Demo.
When was this track recorded, by the way?
This was...
I want to say
2020, I think.
Yeah.
Because you put it out on ID3S first.
Yes.
And then once it was out, I was like, oh, this should be released everywhere.
Absolutely.
Because it's a cool song. I can't remember. Yeah, which one was it?
I think it was 6.
6?
It was either 6 or 7. We're looking back here.
ID3S.bandcamp.com.
That's right. It might have been 8, actually. Yeah, it was. So 2021.
Ooh, wow, yeah. Okay. Yep. So yeah, we would have done it in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, all right. Well, this is Echo featuring Sprig.
You're listening to Department Uno.
so concludes The Journey.
Omnia, released today by Monoloquious. Longtime member of the CGSF family.
Yeah.
Featured artist on the Ides label, as well as a wizard in the studio.
Oh, much love to you too, man. Come on.
It's so much fun. Yeah, we will jam soon.
Of course.
Before the year's end.
But yeah, shout out to Maury the Mermaid on that last track, Sun Tricks, for providing that little percussive loop.
Recorded through a digital jam. Room Jamulous. Set up by CGS, another CGSFer, Fahim Faye.
So, shout out to Faye.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no,
Sugar Mill Coffee.
I don't know how you made that percussive loop, but it sounded so cool, and I loved it. So, and it came through your channel with your name on it. So, yeah, the award goes to you, Maury the Mermaid. Shout out. Love you so much.
Amazing.
Always and forever, no matter what.
The new album Omnia is available now. My recommendation is to go to monoloquious.bandcamp.com, monoloquious.bandcamp.com. Go support local art, purchase the album. It's available and you can get it in MP3, FLAC, and WAV there. That's a nice thing about Bandcamp is you can get those lossless, high quality files. 9 tracks available for you. AIEQ, Cryostasis, the one we feed these sparks into over, Looking Glass, Echo, Braids, and the one we just heard, Sun Tricks.
Woo!
Amazing.
If it helps, if you just sound out my name, you can spell it exactly the way you would think.
Absolutely. Do you remember that one time?
It might not help, but we looked
up Monologue, and it was like this Azerbaijani film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, wow. I had no idea.
We were going to look up the soundtrack to that,
too. Yeah, we were.
I don't remember if we did or not. But.
Oh, that'll be coming up. Of course, go support this. If you want to hear the album in its entirety in a kind of gapless version, tune in to the Observatory this evening, December 12th, from 10 p.m. starting right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. The Observatory goes live every Friday from 10 p.m. until late.
As late as we can go.
To whenever. And thank you so much for being a part of Department Uno.
Shout out to Lately right here, my man next to me. This is insane. I'm so honored to be the first guest on
you
this
are.
Show.
You this are. Usually I just play music. So it's amazing to have the behind the scenes to play it and also to hear the demo versions.
Yeah,
you don't get that.
Of course. Had to bring some tidbits up.
Oh, so good. Well, keep it locked right here on CGSF 90.1 FM. We've got some more open mic programming coming up for you in just a moment. And we'll see you next week.